Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who like our jobs, and so we're going to remain anonymous so we can talk honestly and keep our jobs. I'd like to start off by giving a special thank you to all of our Patreon donors out there. Let's start with the new ones. Kristen G, Sarah B, Regina B, Anna L, Josie S, Kate C, Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley H, Barry N, Ryland L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Kara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna T, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. For as little as $5 a month, you can join them and get lots of extra content, exclusive episodes, lost episodes. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on there. Bonus clips several times a month, and interviews with the cast, and you also get to play Among Us with us. It's pretty sweet. Now, if you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can hit us up on our website, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, where you can also go to get Teacher Needs a Drink shot glasses and all kinds of gifts for the Valentine in your life next month. So, my friends, if you can, please follow and leave a review, and also, the easiest way you can help spread the word is, you know, find one person at your school and tell them something you heard in the podcast today. Help spread the word one person at a time. I think that's the best way to go. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is also sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you need theater posters for your educational theater classroom, or you need just resources, or you are a theater teacher, go to ludlamdramatics.com. They have the best theater resources in the business. All right, my friends, I have a slight cough still from COVID, even though it's been like a month, but that's the game. Enjoy!
Yes.
So.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, hello, everybody.
I fucking hate the first day back.
Right?
After a break.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a neutered day.
Kind of a what day?
A neutered day.
I heard neuter.
Not a lot really happened.
That's a nice thing. This is not.
Hey, bunny, we say balls.
Is this a trick?
No, I'm going to start the show after you say balls like four or five times, so yeah.
I'm not falling for this again. You got me once.
There's nothing to fall for.
Do I want to pray?
Will you chant the word balls for me, please?
Chant,
balls, yes.
Balls, 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 balls.
And welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and we are back from our first day in January, and we start school this week for second semester. But with me today, I have Miss Lucy Elaine.
Hi, happy 2021.
And also joining us today is Turb Ferguson.
Flush it. I don't want to go back.
You're disgusting.
And joining us, as always, our good luck charm, Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, I'm good luck, apparently. Yay.
Yep. You and Black Eyed Peas and all the other stuff.
There's no band.
And also with us today, Miss Shirley Temper.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people. That's what you are. You're just bastard people. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to bite my pillow is what I'm going to do.
Quirky, we love you. We want you to know.
I have no idea where that's from.
That's from Waiting for Guffman.
I was figuring that you were always a pillow biter anyway.
I make people bite pillows, actually.
All right. Well, guys.
Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast.
Yeah, we're putting the curtains on 2020, and we're about to start 2021. And we just finished break, and I hope you guys had a good break, or at least had a couple days where you were able to just stop. I know it's almost impossible to get the full 2 weeks of just chill and relax, but I hope you got at least a couple of days in there where you could sleep or be lazy or do whatever the fuck you wanted to do. But I'm curious, how was your vacations, guys? How was your break? What did you do?
Break break was, I mean, I have young children, so, you know, Christmas really, really sucked the first week of my quote unquote vacation up because, you know, you had to do all the wrapping, last minute shopping and all those odds and ends. And I'm the cook of our family. So I was doing Christmas Eve and I was baking cookies for Santa and I had the big new, you know, Christmas Day feast. And then day after Christmas, I had to cook again. It's just, it was a whole thing, but I did get at least 3 days of just fuck off, which was nice. Beautiful. And yesterday I made a great fire in my fireplace, and it doesn't sound like much, but I felt that everything else is going to shit around me, but I made a good fire.
Miss Bunny, what about you?
My break was delightfully unproductive.
Oh, good.
It is, as we are recording this, Sunday night, and I have not checked email since I left work on Friday before Christmas, and I have not missed it. I have felt so relaxed, and I can count on one hand the number of days I put on pants that had a real button, and life has been good.
Tarred, what about you?
You know, I wonder if I'm the only one who has this feeling like, I guess you could call it teacher vacation guilt. I was relatively unproductive in regards to schoolwork and everything else, but, you know, had some good times with the kids because, you know, they enjoyed their presents and everything else. But, you know, me personally, I was just like, why do I feel like my brain is telling me that I should be doing shit and I just don't want to do shit and I don't want to do shit. So there it is.
Miss Lucille, what about you?
I did nothing. And I mean, beautiful. And I mean that. Like, I did nothing. In fact, I was sitting here while I was listening to you beautiful people talk about your vacations. And I thought, wait a minute. Did I even get in my car to, like, drive it anywhere in 2 weeks? The answer is no.
Sweet!
I did nothing. And it was great.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody needs that. I had a couple days of nothing. In fact, Christmas Day was pretty much nothing. Like, we woke up, we did presents, and then I just kind of nursed a buzz all day long and played with the kids and, like, had a really easy meal ready to go together. And it was a beautiful, it was almost like being like a summer day in college where it's nonstop, just kind of a light buzz, some good stuff on TV, talking. It was beautiful. But the real world's creeping back on us now.
Yeah. It.
And I know it goes back and forth. Some people have this week off. I know some people taught like to 2 days or right before Christmas Eve. Just depends on where you are. But, oh, coming back, virtual. Well, it needs to be virtual right now if it's not. I know a lot of people are face-to-face, but the numbers are skyrocketing. I think at this point in the last 3 weeks, if you don't know at least two people who've gotten sick, if not more, it's clearly, you can't ignore it.
It's everywhere.
I know seven people.
The fact
people,
that we're going back.
Seven
holy
people.
Shit.
In just the break, seven people.
We go back with kids tomorrow, Monday, and I'm more than a little anxious about it. In my county where I am right now, the ICU occupancy is at 96%.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's pretty bonkers right now.
And so I think that's why it's really important to do nothing, hopefully out of relaxation and not just sheer depression. But man, I've been fighting the blues. That really just the whole world atmosphere and going back into a pandemic teaching. And I have hope, but man, nothing's going to change very quickly, it seems like, which I've kind of knew was coming. But it's like, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready. We did an election. Can we get vaccines out? And what does give me hope is when we're in a post-COVID area, like the idea of getting sneezed in the face, I don't think is going to happen again. I'd like to think like that. I remember Bunny telling a story of kids coughing or sneezing in their faces or in your face. I know it happened to me when I was teaching with young kids, mm-hmm. if not in my face, but in my general proximity. I'm like, oh, I felt that. Yeah. That I think everyone is going to be a lot more germ conscious, I'd like to think. Or it'll be like 3 months and everyone goes back to normal. Who knows?
But. Yep.
All right. So we have one here from the Reddits by user KitKatRaven. anyone else constantly switching between give the kids grace and fuck it, fail them all?
Yeah.
I honestly can't decide how I feel this year. On the one hand, we're in the midst of a once in a 100-year situation with this pandemic, and a lot of the students have way more to worry about than their schoolwork. On the other hand, with the help of modern technology, my teaching really hasn't changed all that much. Sometimes I think I should just call the year a wash and pass them all. Then the next second, I think I've given them more than enough grace, and if they don't take the opportunities, they deserve to fail.
Yep.
They can turn in any assignment up to 2 weeks after the quarter for full credit. They only have a week. They only have school 4 days a week. The rigor is way down, and I constantly make myself available. Yet so many kids just don't do jack. But then I remember that so many students are taking care of siblings, don't have Wi-Fi, are having to work because their parents lost their jobs because of COVID. Can anyone else relate? I just don't know how to feel this year.
Depends on the moment.
Yeah, no joke. Which way is the wind blowing?
This person could be me. Like, I've had this nearly this exact conversation. Like, from one day to the next, I go back and forth between, you know, no, you have had plenty of chances. You have had, like, in December before we got out for break, I had a kid turn in something from August. I was like, I can't. I can't count this. Like, you know. But then I also know that I have at least one student who is living in a hotel room and sharing one computer with herself and two or three other siblings. This person, this post could be from me. So yes, user KitKat Raven, you are not alone. I can relate.
I think it's healthier to flip-flop, honestly, than to be set in one way or the other. Mm. It means you're being elastic, your brain's still refreshing and resetting. I think when it gets dangerous is when either A, you're in 100% pity party for your students and self all the time, or you're really pissed off at your students and like how your school and work is going all the time. I think that's actually probably the healthiest thing to do, is go back and forth, because there's no right answer. Not at all.
You're not alone in these thoughts, but I'm also looking at it from the other perspective of, okay, if we're going to be give them grace with the students, then for fuck's sake, let's go ahead and give grace to ourselves as teachers, because yes. I am tired of everything that's been going on this. It's one of those things of, okay, we're still being expected to maintain the same professional goals, I guess, for the lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I feel that I have done far more this year with all of the technology adjustments, with all of the having to teach concurrently adjustments, having to be considerate of this, considerate of that. And I am working more hours and more efficiently and still feel like I don't get shit done.
Okay. This is from the Reddits by 9 followed by a bunch of numbers. I got docked on an observation because my students were too engaged. Wait, what? I wish I could do anything but laugh about this. The notes actually said students were too engaged at beginning of lesson. That is strictly for modeling by the teacher. Students should not be answering or asking questions.
Oh my God.
So I'm probably going to start telling students that they can take a nap for the first 15 minutes of class. Edit. We are 100% virtual. So I do ask for understanding questions as I'm modeling to make sure students are engaged and listening. I didn't realize that was not the best practice. Also, as a side note, the more I thought about it today, the more it frustrated me. If you are a virtual teacher, you know that we have to cold call students more often to make sure that they aren't surfing YouTube or watching TV behind their screens. If my admin had ever taught virtually, they would probably know that. That's another flaw in our system. How can admin evaluate what is best practice for teaching 100% virtually when they have never done it? There is no baseline, and it isn't the same in person.
Exactly.
I agree 100%. And I'm willing to bet this is one of those admins that have been out of the classroom for a really, really long time. So they don't really know, like, oh, but they're just looking for something to criticize because they don't know what the fuck's going on. She's 100% right. In fact, when I'm doing a virtual class, the first thing I do is try to at least talk to everyone, every kid. That way I know they're paying attention. Because if I just ignore them for 15 minutes, they are going to start ignoring me. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to pay. You have to interact with them. Lucille.
And would it really kill this principal or evaluator to just give the credit where credit is due? It's not a big deal. Like, just say, wow, you did a fantastic job for this rough year. And can you model this for the other teachers? Can you show us your ways? This doesn't have to be this way.
I once got docked on an evaluation because my kids were behaving too well. They didn't. My evaluator didn't see me demonstrating any redirecting of behavior, so she couldn't give me credit for that portion of
the... So they docked you for it?
Yeah. I got marked down on that section.
I hate people.
Can
people
I just say...
Because I didn't demonstrate the skill.
Oh my God. Can I just say real quick that I have been in situations where I refused to sign my evaluation because I did not agree. Oh my God. She made it such a big deal. And I'm like, no, because how did last year I got above proficient and then this year I'm down? I said, nuh-uh, I'm not signing this because this is just bullshit, basically.
I did that. I did that 2 years ago. I refused to sign it. You don't have to. You don't have to sign it. But I said, absolutely not. I'm not signing this.
My first year teaching, the principal came in and gave the initial, whatchamacallit, observation. And she marked it as not proficient. And I was like, why? What's your criticism? She's like, no, but you need to have room to grow up for the next one. And so when you get your spring evaluation, that one will be proficient. Don't worry about it.
And I was again, like, if you did such a great job, grow in other places. Like, could you be a mentor teacher? Could you like model for this is I'm getting mad.
What's that? There's a word for it, a phrase for the phenomenon where someone advances in their career just past where they're able to do the job. Like this person, I believe this admin. I forget. There's a word for it. It has a name for it. It's the something principle. It's the Peter principle.
The Peter principle.
Wieners.
The Peter principle is a concept in management developed by Lawrence J. Peter, which observes that people in a hierarchy tend to rise to their level of incompetence. Employees are promoted based on their success in previous jobs until they reach a level which they are no longer competent, as skills in one job do not necessarily translate to another. And I feel that my old principal was definitely, she was apparently a really good kindergarten teacher who started counseling, and she was bilingual, so they moved her to an AP, and then the principal retired and it was an elementary, so they just shifted her on up because that's the easiest thing. She had no idea what she was doing or how to handle a group or anything. She was very, very incompetent. A perfect example of the Peter principle. Guys, guess what? We have a Patreon.
You're a liar.
That's right. For as little as $5, you get access to lots of extra bonus episodes, full-length interviews with the cast. You get to interact with these people. And for a special price, you could even be on the podcast yourself. So you need to go to Patreon and just do it now. Do it, do it, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
There you go.
Best part of us doing our Patreon Among Us is that I was the killer 3 times in a row, and that never happens, ever, ever.
And I only had to be it once.
Yeah. Even
though Turd kept freaking voting me off the island.
I voted for Turd every single time just because it made me laugh.
I was just like, what the fuck?
My elder child was playing with us, and he was like, why don't we like this guy? And I was like, because his name is Turd Fergus, and he goes, ew. And it's like, you just contributed to that.
Like the last two rounds, I was it. And I was like, okay, it's just me and Miss Sparkles and Miss Temper and her brood. I was like, I know Miss Temper and her brood are talking. They're going to say everything. So if I kill one of them, they're going to narc out to the other one.
It didn't work.
All right. Okay, my friends. Well, that wraps up another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'm so glad you guys are here. And even though this past year sucked fat donkey dick, I am really excited to be going into 2021. There is lots of possibility for hope. I just got to harness that because, like I said, blues. But guys, nothing is set in stone. Things can
things can keep changing. So I would be curious. Yeah. They know we're from Texas. So what are y'all's thoughts about what you want to do in 2021? You have any ideas, hopes, resolutions, if you're the type? Ms. Demper?
So New Year's resolutions are bullshit, and here's why. We're teachers, and our school, like, our year is not over. It is not a magical reset button just because it's in January. This is like the most stressful time of my year for the next 3 to 4 months. And so for me, if I'm making goals for myself, I always do it late July, early August. So I could give a fuck about resolutions. I also can give a fuck about diet culture. They can see me in hell. You know what I'm going to keep doing? I'm going to keep doing whatever the fuck I want. Peace out.
Well, good for you, but as someone who feels like they've got a little bit of chonk in them since the pandemic began, I am going to try to be healthier and exercise more, but I'm not going to say, like,
that's
I will never
you.
Eat French fries. Yeah, it is. No, no one else told me that.
And, you know, I'm a big gym person. I haven't been recently, and I'm probably going to – with this whole pandemic thing, I'm just – working out at home and all that. And I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, like, not taking care of myself and things like that. It's just, you know, especially as a woman, this whole, like, diet culture shit is just force fed down our throats, and it's done very sneakily, and it's done, and it's just that time of year. And I've just been on some hardcore feminist blogs lately, so I'm a little bit more aggressive in my y'all can fuck yourselves with it mentality.
Well,
thank
good.
You.
I'm here for it.
I still want to lose my chunk.
I'm kind of on the same board, just not as violently as Shirley Temper there. I, you know, likewise, I also am in for a very stressful period of weeks coming up with the shit that I do outside of school. I think for right now, my resolution is to kind of get my ass back in gear to get through what is going to happen and hope for the best and not be too bummed out about it if it's turned to shit.
It wouldn't take much to make this year better. I think that's my perspective. And so I know things can always get worse and shit can always keep falling, but also it wouldn't take much to get things better. And I believe there are things in place that could possibly make the world better. And one of them is Betsy DeVos getting the fuck out of office in 3 weeks. Miss Lucille, do you have any thoughts about the new year?
Nope, I have none. Like, I'm not trying to have thoughts about it. I mean, I really hope things are just, like, I just want the pandemic to go away. But, like, I don't know. I think I'm just really exhausted still from last year. So I'm brain dead. Like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have hope.
I'm here for it. I'm here for that.
That's one of my buddies I was talking to, I was like, hey, you're dating this girl. How's it going? He's like, oh, it's great. I was like, are you going to get hitched? And he said, well, I'm not scared of getting married, but I really don't want to get divorced again. And that's kind of how I feel about 2021. I'm like, I really want to like this year. I really feel strongly towards it. But yeah, I don't want to get hurt. So back away in 2021. Bunny?
Well, on a practical note, I have a goal of cooking more things at home because Mr. O'Hare and I have gotten into a bit of a fast food habit. And both from a health and budget standpoint and also from a feeling like an actual adult standpoint, I feel like I feel like cooking more things at home myself with ingredients would be good. This is going to sound schmaltzy, but you guys know that I am a religious person and I want to find more ways to be more loving and put more good into the world this year.
Oh, I like it when you put love in the world. Hate. You keep doing that.
Nice. Yeah, it counterbalances all my hate, so I'm down.
All right, my friends. Well, I hope all of you are doing your best. I know I personally have the blues right now and it's tough. And so I am going to try to take care of myself by doing, you know, more healthy stuff and walking around. But my God, it's hard to go do healthy stuff and go walk around when it's like 28 degrees and raining and just and it's like ass for 4 days. So I'm like, I'm going to watch movies.
It's the best. It's the best weather.
I like it when I can embrace it. But right now I'm starting to feel like, okay, I need to move around. Anyway, thank you guys for being here. Ms. Lucy Elaine, it was a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you. It was a
pleasure being a part of it all.
Yeah, and Mr. Turd Ferguson, welcome back.
Thank you so much. And for all you 2020 people, flush it.
Yeah. I always like Buddy's little cackle afterwards. And Buddy O'Hare, it was wonderful having you here.
There'll always be a place for me at the Dairy Queen.
And last but not least, thank you for joining us, Miss Shirley Temper.
Well, then I just hate you and I hate your ass face.
Ass face.
I feel so loved.
All right, my friends, make sure you put the mask on yourselves before taking care of those around you. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers! Woo! All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by Ludlum Dramatics and all of our wonderful Patreon donors. If you want to get access to extra episodes, bonus content, interviews, get to play Among Us with the cast, join us at Patreon for Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, as little as $5 a month. Now, Teacher Needs a Drink comes out every Wednesday, and if you have a story or something you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can hit us up through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, where you can also get access to our swag. That's right, you can get t-shirts, shot glasses, all that kind of great stuff. Now, I'd like to give a special thank you to my host today, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Lucille Lane, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Turd Ferguson, and Miss Priscilla, who's by my side as I edit all of this over and over again. My friends, if you can, find one person at your school, tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, and help spread the word. It's the easiest way, really, one person at a time. We're grassroots like that. So please, follow us, leave a 5-star review, enjoy. Now, my friends, I will see you next week.
Bye.
Last New Year, like 2020 was Year of the Rat, and this is the Year of the Ox. So I feel like just those animals being so different, I feel like that is appropriate. Like, like if you were going to go, oh, what do you think 2020 was? It was a fucking rat. For sure.
Yeah.
So we're in an ox year now, so...
I'm Year of the Pig.
I think I'm circling back around. I think I was monkey or dog.
I was an ox or a boar.
I was the Year of the Snake.
I want to be a snake.
Well,
you are a snake. Miss Shirley, this is...